Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online, so if there's something you'd like to talk about or a Bible question we can answer, we invite your call now to 844-322-2742. That number's good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. For those of you who called perhaps yesterday, we had a technical glitch with the phone lines. That glitch has been addressed and corrected, so we would love to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. Again, that number, 844-322-2742. Now again, here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. And if you want to call today, our question is, what does it mean to you to walk in freedom? What does it mean to you to be free in Christ Jesus? We would love to hear your testimony on that. I think it would be a powerful encouragement to our listeners. That's the cry of the heart, isn't it? We long to be free. And certainly we know about freedom here in America. We fought for it, won it. 240 years ago, I guess, and we've been defending it ever since. It's that important to us. Whenever our freedoms are attacked, we bow up, we say, you're not going to take our freedoms away from us. And really, that's how we need to be as children of God, because we have so many enemies that are standing against us that want to rob us of our freedom. Paul talks about that extensively in his writings, particularly in the book of Galatians. We read a passage yesterday that I think is so significant. It says this: it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. So this freedom thing, we think it's an American concept that we think we invented it here in this country, born and made in America, so to speak. But it's not an American concept at all. It's God's concept. I mean, he's the free one, and so he wants us to experience freedom. And the only real freedom, true freedom, genuine freedom, enduring freedom, lasting freedom, unmovable, unshakable, non-negotiable, is what we have in Christ. Everything else is derived from that.
Yes.
So when we speak of, you know, America being founded by Judeo-Christian principles, what it's saying to me, and I think what it was saying to our founding fathers, is that they are taking the model of freedom that we have in Christ, the genuine freedom that we have in Christ, and trying to project it out there into what that would look like on a society basis.
Yes.
within a country. And so they are taking the things of God and trying to live them out in this context. But it's God's freedom. So we have to start there. And so all of us have the opportunity to be free regardless of where we live. It doesn't matter. It doesn't depend on the government that we're under in any given country. We can still be free in Christ, and we can still guard against letting ourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. So we're talking about an internal freedom, a freedom of the heart, a freedom to flourish as a human being and to live out who we are as children of God. Mm-hmm. That's the freedom. So what are some of the enemies? Well, one is going back to the yoke of bondage. And Paul talks about that. It says, formerly, when you did not know God, you were slaves to those who by nature are not gods. But now that you know God, or rather are known by God. Now, isn't that an incredible truth?
It is.
To say that we are known by God. How is it that you are turning back to those weak and miserable forces? Do you wish to be enslaved by them all over again? So those are the do not taste, do not handle, do not touch. And as I've said on a couple of occasions, do not taste, do not handle, do not touch does not work. there's no freedom there. But if we try to go back to those things, we're going back to bondage. So oftentimes we do that. We don't know what faith is all about. And you have a series, First Faith, Then Freedom.
Yeah.
Our freedom in Christ hinges on our dependency upon Christ. Mm-hmm. That's where real freedom flourishes and grows as far as we're concerned. So oftentimes we don't understand that walk of faith, and so we substitute those basic rules and regulations. And when we do, we go back to bondage. The other thing that we do that can rob us of our freedom is that we can use our freedom to indulge the flesh. And that's what Paul warns against in verse 13 of chapter 5. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. When we were lost, that's how we lived, to indulge the flesh. That was our priority. That was our goal. Where did it get us? It got us an empty way of life, and it put us behind prison bars, so to speak, emotionally, soulishly, every aspect of life. We were in bondage. Well, Christ has rescued us from that empty way of life and empowered us through his Spirit to live in the newness of life. What is that newness of life? It is serving one another in love. That's where the rich reward, that's where the contentment, that's where human flourishing is at its peak, is in serving one another in love. Why? Because that's the very nature of God. God is love. We have been created and reborn into his image. And when we're serving one another in love, then we are living up to our highest calling, our highest purpose as human beings, and that's where real freedom is. And it's only the Spirit of God that can bring that about in us, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
Good stuff coming to you from Basic Gospel, everybody. Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis. Thank you for joining us. Open lines for you right now, 844-322-2742, and the phone lines are working today, 844-322-2742. Richard, talk to us about the importance. You know, I think the three of us are in agreement that it is an enormous privilege to be here every day to share the truth of God's Word with our listeners. And talk to us about the importance of our listeners coming on alongside of us as being partners with us.
Well, if you've been listening to us for any length of time at all, you know that the only thing we talk about is Jesus. I mean, we joke about that. Well, what are we going to talk about today? Jesus. But we know, based on calls we get and emails we get and the people we've met around the country, that talking about Jesus brings the very freedom Bob was just talking about. Yeah. And you get a chance to participate in that. You know, there's three of us who get a chance to be on the radio. Okay, that's a big deal. I mean, it's an awesome privilege and responsibility. But everybody that you know, if you're listening to this, needs to hear this. And when you participate with us by giving and helping support this media outreach through the radio and our internet outreach and just all around the world, you are touching someone's life with the story of Jesus and bringing freedom to them. Yeah. That is worth everything.
Absolutely. You can join us today, friends, by calling our operator right now at 844-412-2742. Again, 844-412-2742. And for those of you who can make a gift of at least $20 or more, why, we will be glad to send you a copy of Bob Christopher's brand new CD. It's called Freedom Fighters, and we would love for you to have a copy of it. Again, call 844-412-2742 or go online to basicgospel.net. Plenty of open lines right now, 844-322-2742. Give us a call. We want to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Dallas, Texas, and talk with David listening to us on the Word today. Hi, David. Welcome to Basic Gospel.
Thank you. How are you?
We're doing okay. What's on your mind today?
Well, I don't know. I may be way off of your topic here today, but I've just really started talking with a friend about the Bible and studying it on the internet. And I found a number of sources that say the Gospels were written anonymously and that names were not assigned to them until about the middle of the second half of the second century. Is that accurate? And if so, how were those names assigned to them? That seems a little, just unreliable, actually.
Well, David, certainly we're talking about documents that were written over 2,000 years ago. We know that the original writings, say Matthew penned the gospel that bears his name, that original writing we don't have. That's disintegrated, but there have been copies and copies and copies, and more copies of the New Testament than any other book of antiquity, by thousands and thousands of manuscripts. So we have more evidence, more critical evidence to support the validity and the reliability of the Word of God than any other book. We have Aristotle and Plato and Socrates, and we put a lot of importance in their works. The evidence we have to support the reliability of those works is coming from those particular people are far less. Just a small percentage of what we have as far as the Word of God. Also, the Bible itself has been studied by more people than any other work of antiquity. So more eyes, more scholars have looked at it critically to determine, the reliability of the Scripture. Now, as far as the authors, like the book of John, nowhere in that book does John name himself. It's always the disciple whom Jesus loved. But I think from biblical scholarship, they've looked at it and said, this, based on, his other three letters and all of that, that John was more than likely the author of these things. The same with Matthew, the same with Mark, the same with Luke. So I think we can hold to the authorship of those things with some pretty high confidence.
All right. And if I could ask you one other question, is it a fact that you have to have the Holy Spirit to understand the Bible when you read it?
It is a fact that that truth is revealed. There are things that we can know about God that have been made known to us by God. So Paul talks about that in the book of Romans. We can understand some of the attributes of God just by looking in nature, just by looking at the world around us, just by observing. I have a degree in biology, and just a fascinating field of study, and even more fascinating in the last 10 years as they're digging deeper, unpeeling more and more layers to see how things actually work. And you just kind of look at that and you say, what other explanation can there be than God designing this to work in the way that it does, as sophisticated and complex and beautiful as the all of life is? You say, right, how else could you explain it other than God? We can see some things, but then revealed knowledge about the nature of God, that's given to us by the Spirit. And so the Spirit first kind of reveals what the gospel message is, the message concerning Christ, so that we can know that he is the one true God, and that through death, burial, and resurrection has come to save us. And then as we receive that, God gives us the Holy Spirit, and then we can start understanding the things that God has freely given us.
The impression I got, and I'll finish up here right quick, I know you have other callers, is that you had to believe the Bible and receive the Holy Spirit before you could understand the Bible. Is that not accurate?
Well, I don't know about the Bible. There's Paul went out in the world, and he wasn't carrying a Bible with him. He was just proclaiming the message of Christ.
Telling
people that Jesus came into this world, that he died, that he was buried. On the third day, he was raised from the dead. Same thing that Peter did when he stood up on the day of Pentecost. So they were verbally telling the story of Jesus. And God took that message about Jesus and touched human hearts, moved hearts to believe, to turn to Jesus. That's what repentance is all about, and receive life. And
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
So I think it's really the message about Christ that's important. And then when we receive the Holy Spirit, when we're born again, then we can take the Bible, read it, and really understand that it is the story of Christ from start to finish. David, have you received Christ? Has the Holy?
No. Actually, I'm just still looking at the Bible and thinking about it. To be frank with you.
Yeah. Well, David, you know, I just pray that you'll open up your heart and receive the Lord, receive Jesus. You know, we all come into this world dead spiritually. That's what the Bible tells us. We're separated from God. That's why we have an emptiness inside of us. That's why there's this deep sense of uneasiness that something's just not quite right. And we try things out there in the world. I certainly did. You know, I tried, you know, all kinds of stuff, fun and relationships and intellectual pursuits, and all of those things just left me empty, still wanting for something more. And then I heard about Jesus, and I received him, and that emptiness went away. Why? Because he brought life to my dead spirit, and that's what we need. That's why the resurrection is of such significance, David. Jesus was raised from the dead so that you could have life, real life, genuine life that will impact every other area of your existence. And we would sure be honored to help lead you down that path or walk with you down that path.
Well, I appreciate it very much, and I enjoy your program, and I will continue listening to it and call back again.
Would you be open to receiving some materials from us?
You know, if I may, let me read a little further and listen to you some more.
Okay.
Before I trouble you for that. I don't
Fair
want
enough.
To cost
well,
you any money.
Well, David,
that's our
privilege, and we would love to do that. But we're in your neck of the woods, so we're right here in your hometown. So
Well, thank you. I'll call you back, and I appreciate it.
Well, thanks, David. Thanks for your call.
Thank
we sure
you.
Appreciate
thank you.
It.
Yeah. You bet. Have a good day.
You too.
Yeah. 844-322-2742, and we'd like to know, what does it mean to you to be free?
Are you ready for the trip of a lifetime? February 7th through the 18th are the dates for our visit to Israel. And we've arranged for you a visit that you'll never forget. Imagine the panorama of biblical history, places you've heard about and stories you've read all your Christian life coming alive before your eyes. The Jezreel Valley, site of the future Battle of Armageddon. The Sea of Galilee, where Jesus gathers the disciples. The Mount of Beatitudes. The Jordan River, where John was baptizing. Caesarea Philippi, where Jesus asked, "Who do the people say that I am? And who do you say that I am?" The Dead Sea in Qumran, discovery site of the Dead Sea Scrolls. Bethlehem, the birthplace of Jesus. The Shepherd's Fields, where the Messiah's birth was heralded by angels. And the city of our redemption, Jerusalem itself. The Temple Mount and the Western or Wailing Wall, the Mount of Olives and the Garden of Gethsemane. You'll walk the Via Dolorosa to Golgotha, the place of the crucifixion. And you'll visit the empty garden tomb. So much to see, so much to experience. Israel with Basic Gospel, this February. Are you ready for the trip of a lifetime? The registration deadline is August 1st. Click events at basicgospel.net for all the information. Again, that's events at basicgospel.net.
Well, we're talking about our freedom in Christ. 844-322-2742. If you have a testimony about what it means to walk in freedom, we would love to hear from you today. We're going to go to Aaron in Milano, Texas. Hi, Aaron. Welcome to Basic Gospel.
Hi, how are you doing today?
We're doing wonderful.
Well, that's great. I was just listening to the program and a great topic, and I thought I wanted to join in on the conversation, what it means to be free in Christ. I know for me it means to, when we really understand the grace message, it relieves me of so much pressure one of the things I think was trying to please people all the time, trying to please people. And being a Christian, most of my life, I was a Christian for most of my life. I've been a Christian for most of my adult life, but I didn't really understand. I lived most of my life trying to gain acceptance from God. I tried to love like a Christian, like I thought a Christian is supposed to love. But what I didn't realize is it's a walk of faith. And when I one day I heard a preacher preach from John the 15th chapter about abiding in Christ, and if we abide in Him, we bear much fruit. You know, the character of God, and it was just like a light switch went on. It was just, you know, most of my life I had tried to be a Christian, but when we learned the grace message and learned to trust Christ on a daily basis, I mean, it just, the joy and the peace that God promises. You know, we see a lot of time we see promises in the Bible as believers, and for some reason I think we think those were for other people. They're not for me. But when we really believe and trust what God says in His word, I think it just sets us free. It's free. I'm free to love. I can love naturally. I don't have to put on a mask. I don't have to pretend. And to me, that's what it means. And as we trust Christ, it just flows naturally through us. And that's what it means to me to be free, to set free in the gospel, to be free in Christ. Yes, sir.
That's good.
Well, Aaron, I think we can just say amen and shut this thing down. That's powerful stuff because, you know, really that is what it's all about. Aaron, I love what you say. You know, I tried to be a Christian. You know, we think our behavior, what we do, if we're successful at it, then, you know, and being successful and acting good, doing good, then we're going to become something. Well, that's not how Christianity works. God makes us something. He changes us. He transforms us. He makes us children of God. And once we know that, then we just live as children of God by faith in Jesus, abiding in Him. I also love, Aaron, what you said about always, you know, trying to please others, gain acceptance from others. I just think that's one of the biggest bondages we have out there. And if I'm trying to please somebody, I'm going to become a compromiser and I'm going to do what they say I should do instead of doing what I know that is right and abiding in Christ Jesus. So when a person can be set free from the opinions of others, that's when they're really free. That's when they're confident and standing on that solid rock of Christ's love, grace, and mercy. And Aaron, praise God that you are living in that freedom, and you are living out that freedom in Christ Jesus. Good for you, my friend.
Yeah, thanks. And just one more thing I'd like to say quickly. And also I'm a minister, and I can remember when I first started, you know, preaching and stuff, I would be afraid to, like, if I went to a church or somewhere and there were older ministers or people that had been preaching a while, I used to be afraid they're going to critique my sermon or what I say. But when I realized that it's not me, it's the Spirit of God. And when I do what God has called, Paul told Tim, he said, study to show thyself approved unto God. You know, when I realized that, hey, I'm not here to please people. And the reason I read the Bible, the reason I study, the reason I pray, is because of what Jesus has done. It makes me want to. It makes me want to.
Well, that is such great news. I wish I could let you go on, but our clock is about to expire. So, continue walking in that freedom and teaching it, my friend.
Thanks for calling.
We sure appreciate it.
Yeah, what a testimony. That was wonderful. We appreciate hearing from Aaron. We appreciate hearing from all of our listeners. And if you have a question, can't get to the phone while we're actually on the air live, we encourage you to drop us an email. You can address us at bob@basicgospel.net. Again, that's bob@basicgospel.net. Don't forget, too, friends, that we need to hear from you. We need your support. Support on an ongoing basis to continue to proclaim the fullness of the love and grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just click donate on any page at basicgospel.net, basicgospel.net. We'd love for you to partner with us. Well, thanks for being with us today, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper and the ministry team, Bob Davis inviting you to join us again tomorrow for a study edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then.